Montana education officials approved two new public charter schools Friday, the fewest since lawmakers paved the way for the schools 3 years ago. MTPR's Austin Amestoy has more.
The Board of Public Education only approves charter schools it deems highly innovative with a good chance of meeting their goals. Members were excited on both counts for the forthcoming Stevensville Health Sciences Academy. Stevensville Superintendent John Conan says the new funding for the academy will help the district expand its educational offerings.
And that's probably the most enticing piece of all of it, is to look at what other opportunities we can get to our students, and having the resources and the staffing to do it is exceptional.
The academy aims to enroll 60 students next year and focuses on providing a running start toward careers or continuing education in healthcare after high school graduation. The district will partner with local colleges and Bitterroot Health to provide college courses and job shadowing. It's the latest public charter school approved by the State Board of Public Education. More than two dozen have been greenlit since 2023. Most are focused on tailoring learning to individual students, offering online courses, or giving students a head start on college. Board members rejected five applicants this year. Members suggested the board has been tightening the rules for what it considers an innovative school. The legislature created public charter schools with the intent they offer what traditional public schools cannot. Board member Hannah Nieskin said the board is now denying applications that resemble those it used to approve.
But we need to really, I think, in the interest of their time and energy that they put into creating applications, create a more clear focus on what innovative actually means.
The only other public charter school approved this year is Park Pathways School in Livingston. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.